Welcome to a special Christmas edition of Piano Jazz. Today, as we approach the most wonderful time of the year, my guests and I are going to be treating you to jazz versions of some of your favorite Christmas songs, as well as a few tunes you may not have heard before. To help us set the holiday mood, here's one of my oldest and dearest friends and one of my favorite piano partners, George Shearing, joining me for Let It Snow.
This is the holiday season, so we're playing holiday music. And if I might be so bold on your show, I would like to suggest playing this Snowfall.
It's a wonderful tune.
Oh, yeah.
Claude Thornhill.
Claude Thornhill's band and my quintet spent a week at the Rustic Cabin in New Jersey. And I think we had more people on stage than we had in the audience.
But didn't you have great fun with Claude Thornhill?
Oh, lovely. I mean, the band was just incredible. So here is Claude Thornhill's theme song, Snowfall.
That was George Shearing performing Claude Thornhill's theme song, Snowfall. Before that was our improvised duet of Let It Snow. Well, if all this talk of snow is leaving you a little cold, then pianist and singer Tony Desar has a tune that's sure to heat things up.
This is one of my favorite holiday tunes. It's called I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. It's one of those songs that really evokes a real feeling when you hear it, just the way it describes both in the melody and the lyric, how it feels to kind of be snuggled up on a really cold night, you know, kind of next to a fireplace and with someone that you care about. And it's not even expressly about Christmas. It's really just about that time of year and kind of the importance of being warm and being loved.
Snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
You know, for many years, Christmas Eve for me was spent playing in nightclubs. Some of my fondest memories of the season are from the 50s, when I was working at the Hickory House in New York City. A recent guest of mine, Carly Munoz, knows what I'm talking about. Not only is he a seasoned performer, but he's also a restaurateur and jazz club owner in Puerto Rico. He told me what it's like at his club during the Christmas holidays.
It is a very special time. It is actually it's our busiest time. It's special because of all the music. Everything changes, the whole mood, even the menu changes. And it's just a joy. Oh, it's a time also we do things like we feed the homeless, which is a joy for us to do. We get a lot of people that are volunteer, and it's a very special time.
And what are some of your favorite Christmas tunes?
I love them all. One that pops in my mind, the 12 Days of Christmas, that's really cute. It's just...
Maybe you could play that one.
Well, I can do a little thing with it, a little improvising, and make something of it.
That's great.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right.
You know, when you're a jazz musician working during the holidays, you're bound to get a lot of requests. Oh, sure, it's easy to swing on Winter Wonderland or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but some tunes offer more of a challenge to the jazz musician. Well, guitarist Mimi Fox's treatment of Joy to the World demonstrates how even this traditional Christmas hymn can make for a swinging jazz tune. I recently met a wonderful pianist named Robin Malloy Goldsby, and she probably knows just about every Christmas song there is. But when I asked her to play one for us, she surprised me with a tune of her own.
This piece is called First Snow, and I was inspired to write it by a concert that I did in Germany. I was playing in a castle called Schloss Lerbach, and it was the first Advent Sunday of the season. And it hadn't snowed yet that year in Germany, so it really was the first snow that evening. And as people were coming up the driveway to the concert, the snow was falling down, and there were those big, giant snowflakes. Then there were candles and torches lit along the driveway that led up to the castle. And it was really magical. It was almost like a fantasy land. And shortly thereafter, about a week thereafter, this song came to me, and I called it First Snow. Thank you.
Recently, pianist Ayako Shirasaki joined me at the keyboards for a wonderful piano jazz session, and she played one of the most exhilarating versions of this tune I've ever heard. Here's Ayako to take us on a sleigh ride. Hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast. Tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.